It's Wednesday, October 16th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib are reportedly set to endorse Bernie Sanders for president in New York on Saturday. Meanwhile, CNN and the New York Times completely skipped the topic of climate change during last night's Democratic debate, asking the candidates a question about Ellen and George W. Bush instead. And lastly, former GOP Congressman Pete Sessions is subpoenaed for his connections to the White House's Ukraine mess.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The Washington Post reports that Democratic Congresswomen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib will all endorse Senator Bernie Sanders in the 2020 election. The news broke in the final minutes of the fourth Democratic primary debate, featuring Sanders and 11 other candidates, in which Sanders and Elizabeth Warren fended off attacks by centrist candidates on issues like Medicare for All. Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, and Omar, representing three of the four progressive House freshmen known as the Squad, are expected to appear alongside Sanders at a rally in Queens on Saturday. Sanders' campaign is billing the New York rally as his official return to the campaign trail. CNN and the New York Times faced a storm of criticism after ending last night's nearly three-hour-long Democratic primary debate by asking a question about a photo taken of TV host Ellen DeGeneres and George W. Bush at an NFL game. Julian Castro, who was on stage Tuesday night, tweeted later, quote, 3 hours and no questions tonight about climate, housing, or immigration. But, you know, Ellen, unquote. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who launched a campaign for president earlier this year that was focused on the issue of climate change, also criticized the questions. Quote, this is an existential crisis of our time. Not one single question, and that's completely inexcusable, Inslee tweeted. Recent polls show that among registered Democrats, the topic of climate change ranks as high as issues like universal health care, gun control, and impeachment. CNN and the New York Times have yet to return requests for comment about the criticism.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Former GOP Congressman Pete Sessions has been subpoenaed by a grand jury for materials related to his dealings with President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and his associates. According to the Wall Street Journal, Sessions' subpoena is part of an investigation by Manhattan federal prosecutors into Giuliani's Ukrainian business dealings. The subpoena reportedly requests documents related to Giuliani's business in the country and his efforts to oust former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. It also requests records of interactions between Giuliani and Giuliani's associates, who were recently indicted for making illegal campaign donations to a certain congressman, and what prosecutors say was a bid to have Yovanovitch removed from her post. Public records indicated that the congressman in question was Sessions. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A new ProPublica investigation has identified a staggering 281 lobbyists who have worked in the Trump administration since 2016. That's one lobbyist for every 14 political appointees Obama had appointed 6 years into office. CNN reports that Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she will not hold a full House vote for now to authorize a formal impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump, a step Republicans and Trump's defenders have demanded. A new Georgetown battleground poll finds 56% of voters have an unfavorable view of President Trump, as opposed to 42% with a favorable view of him. Voters also say that President Trump should be impeached and sent to the Senate for a trial by a 51% to 46% margin. And finally, from ProPublica, an investigation into Trump's never-before-seen tax documents show Trump businesses made themselves appear more profitable to lenders and less profitable to tax officials. One expert tells ProPublica that the differing numbers are, quote, versions of fraud.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon live or later wherever your podcasts are found.